open our eyes, open our hearts to see. Lord, what goes on when we pray. Lord, that it's not words just muttered into the air, hoping they land somewhere, that you would pick them up. But, oh, Father, our prayers have power. And, Father, this morning, teach us to be diligent in our prayer life. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's kind of track back a little bit to see what was happening in Daniel's life. Remember, Daniel and many others had been taken captive out of Judah, and they were brought over to Babylon. Now, the prophet Jeremiah said that they would only be there 70 years. God's word cannot lie. Daniel trusted God's word. About 2 years before that, in chapter 9, he's praying, and he knows it's getting close to about 70 years, and he's praying to God, and he's asking God for signs for them to be delivered. Nothing happened. Now it's year 70, he's praying, and he's not seeing any action. And he's getting discouraged. It's year 70. Jeremiah said in 70 years we were going home. He's looking around. He's not even seeing the Jewish people interested in going back to Judah. They're not even interested. Why? Because they were farmers. They worked hard. They worked in agricultural business over in Judah. Now in Babylon, they had assimilated to the Babylonian culture. They had opened shops. They were shopkeepers. They had a decent life over in Babylon. All this talk about going back to Judah, what, to clean up the mess that King Nebuchadnezzar left behind? Our walls are torn down, our houses are gone, our temple's destroyed. We have to clean up all that rubble, all that stuff that lies in ruins. I don't want to go back and do that. I'm happy here in Babylon. Daniel is very disturbed because God's word cannot lie. And he knew that the only way that God's promises for Judah, for Israel, would come about is if these people went back and rebuilt. So for 3 weeks, Daniel's praying. He's seeking God because he's not seeing any movement. He's praying and he's praying and he's praying. So let's look at a few things that's going on here. He even had a prayer meeting. He called some friends together for a prayer meeting. Few facts about the spiritual side of prayer that we must understand to deepen our life, in our prayer life. First fact is this, is that Jesus hears and responds to our prayers immediately. He responds to our prayers immediately. We see verse 4 to verse 6. On April 23rd, this is out of the New Living Translation. On April 23rd, as I was standing on the bank of the great Tigris River, I looked up and saw a man dressed in linen clothing with a belt of pure gold around his waist. His body looked like a precious gem. His face flashed like lightning, and his eyes flamed like torches. His arms and his feet shone like polished bronze, and his voice roared like the vast multitude of people. Daniel and his friends fervently were praying while in prayer. Daniel looked up. He looked up and saw this amazing sight, something he had never seen before. You see, the veil had been pulled back from the natural world into the spiritual world, and Daniel saw Christ himself. He saw where his prayers were going. He saw one that he had never seen before. He'd seen something before in all the visions. Remember, in a chapter before, he'd actually talked to Gabriel. Gabriel's one of the archangels. He had never had this reaction. He never said all these magnificent things about Gabriel. And Gabriel was talking to him like a man. He saw this different. He's standing on the side of the waters of the Tigris River, Daniel chapter 12, a few chapters over, and he was seeing the one who he'd been praying to, hovering above the river, Tigris River. And in chapter 12, it actually tells us there's two more angels, one on either side of the river. And Daniel sees this. He never experienced it before. What was so special and unique about this man? Well, the man was dressed in linen. This is the garment of a priest. Jesus is the high priest. He had a belt of fine gold of upaz. This was the finest and purest gold of all. It flashed with fire from pitch, and it was beautiful and it was radiant. His body was like a topaz, this brilliant white reflecting his purity. His face was like lightning, which shows his beauty and his power, and it streaks fear in all who behold it. His eyes were like flaming torches, and his eyes that pierced to the very soul and lights the way to truth. His eye could see everything that was supposed to be hidden. See, Daniel realized all of his sins in the presence of this one. He realized all the undoneness in his own life, all the brokenness. And this was a godly man. And he realized in the very presence of Jesus how broken he was. Daniel sees this man, his arms and his legs were like polished bronze, meaning strength and power and beauty. His voice sounds thunderous like a multitude of people. He's the Holy One, the Ancient of Days, the one who is sovereign, Christ Himself. Daniel is praying, and he looks through in the across the river, and he sees through the spiritual realm, and he sees Christ Himself. Oh, the Bible says he falls down. He basically passes out. He faints. Prophet Daniel was blessed to have this experience to see one that also John saw in the book of Revelation. See, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 12 through 18, says, "And I turned, and I saw the voice that was speaking to me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands," talking about the seven churches in Turkey of Asia Minor. "I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the middle of the lampstands was one like the Son of Man, clothed with a robe reaching his feet, and girded across his breast was a golden girdle. And his head and his hair was white like wool and snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire, and his feet were like burnished bronze. It had been caused to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like that sound of many waters. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as a dead man." You see the similarities that Daniel had and that John had in the book of Revelation? Looking at the very presence of Christ Himself, they explain and express the similarities of the vision that they saw. They describe this man in a very similar manner. And both the prophet and the apostle fainted in his sight. Neither could withstand his glory and his splendor. The Lord pulled back that veil separating the natural and the spiritual world to allow Daniel and John to gain strength and faith and confidence that God truly is sovereign and he is in control. All of Daniel's prayers had been heard, and the Lord was answering them. This glimpse into the spiritual world gave Daniel the understanding and insight to the spiritual battle that rages on continuously day and night. The special viewing of the Lord also gave Daniel hope, gave him hope that all God's word is true and it will come to pass. Oh, you see, the men with Daniel never saw this. See, Daniel had called a prayer meeting together, and they were out by the river praying, seeking God for this prophecy in Jeremiah to be fulfilled, for their people to be delivered, for the Jewish people to be set free and go back over there to Jerusalem and to Judah. That's what they were praying about. The message that Daniel was going to receive was so strong that Christ gave him a glimpse of where it was coming from. Wow. To see to the spiritual realm. The man with Daniel could not see the presence of Christ and the angels that accompanied him, but they ran in fear because they sense the presence of something greater than anything they'd ever imagined. Could you imagine a prayer meeting like that? Where God, His Holy Spirit just overwhelms you so much that you take off running to hide? That's what happened to Daniel and his friends. Daniel lost his strength and turned deathly pale and helpless. And the Lord Jesus revealed to Daniel that He was the one responsible for hearing and answering his prayers. See, Jesus is actually involved in hearing and responding to our prayers. God's answers are absolutely sure when we pray. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 through 15 tells us this. And we are confident that He hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases Him. And since we know that He hears us when we make our request known, we also know that He will give us what we ask for. So when we're praying and we're asking for God's will to come into our life, we're seeking God. He hears our prayers and He answers our prayers. He hears our prayers. Listen, what's your prayer life been like? Are you just throwing words up? Are you just repeating things that you've heard in the denomination that you've been to before? These repetitious prayers over and over and over and over again. Listen, speak to God. He wants to answer your prayer. Your prayer. Not something someone else wrote. He wants to hear from you. Billy Graham said it this way. Prayer is the rope that pulls God and man together, but it doesn't pull God down to us. It pulls us up to Him. So get the picture. Daniel's on the riverside. He's praying. He gets his vision. His friends leave. He's standing there alone, looking into the spiritual realm. The curtains are pulled back. He's looking straight, and he sees Christ Himself. And just the vision of Christ, he passes out. The second thing we need to understand about prayer is that angels actively participate in ministering or delivering answers to our prayers. They participate in delivering God's answers to our prayers. We see verse 10 and through 12 says, just then a hand touched me and lifted me, still trembling to my hands and my knees. And the man said to me, Daniel, you are very precious to God, so listen carefully to what I have to say to you. Stand up, for I have been sent to you. When he said this to me, I stood up, still trembling. I could imagine he was. Then he said, don't be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself before God, your request has been heard in heaven. And I've come to answer your prayer. See, it appears in verses 4 to 9, records Daniel's view of the Lord Jesus. He falls into his deep sleep or he passes out. The times Daniel converses with the angel Gabriel, he never experienced this. He spoke to the angel. He didn't pass out. But the view of Christ was just so great, he passed out. Verse 10, though, begins to take a turn. You see, the prophet responds in weakness because there's an angel that talks to him. An angel reaches down in verse 10, touches him, and gives him strength and helps him. Prophet responds in weakness, yet with more assurance. This angel could have been Gabriel. It could have been another unnamed angel. But it's someone different because he's not still passed out. He comes back to life. He comes back with energy. The angel tells Daniel that God had heard his prayer. He said, I've come in response to them. The angels act as messengers to bring about God's will in the natural world. God sends his angels to work in our lives to bring God's answers. For this passage, we can see the interaction between the Heavenly Father when he hears our prayer and he sends the answer and the angels bring the answers to the prayers. What have you been praying for lately? What are you asking God for? What are you truly, truly seeking God for? You know what happens most of the time? We'll have this desire, and we'll begin to pray about it, and we'll ask a few friends to pray. Oh, I need you to pray about this for me. Okay. Well, usually they'll pray a few times, and they'll stop. Some continue, those prayer warriors. But then many times we begin to pray for something. Well, we'll pray for 3 or 4 days for it. We haven't got our microwave answer yet, you know, quick. So we get a little discouraged. We may pray for it a time or two more. After about a week or two, you know what happens? We usually quit too. Our faith dies. Well, I guess God just didn't want me to have that. Really? Is that all the faith we have? A week? 2 weeks? Why don't we have the faith that lasts for years? When we truly want something, we truly pray for it, are we going to seek God for His will to be done in our life? And we won't quit until we get an answer. I think we're all guilty of saying, God, if you want this for me, I want it too. And that lasts a couple of days. So obviously we really didn't want it that bad. Because God interacts with our prayers. There's no way to approach prayer the same. Listen, just from what we know now, what Daniel saw, that Jesus Himself is answering our prayer. When we seek Him and we pray in faith, He's answering our prayer. He hears it. We are His child. He loves us. He wants good for our life. He's answering our prayer. He sends His answer. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14 tells us, are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? Scripture tells us that angels are here to minister to us in times that God needs necessary. And when we pray, our prayers take flight into the spiritual realm, and God answers His prayers. He sends His spiritual beings, and He acts His will in our lives. There's a lot going on the other side. In the natural, we'll pray, we'll get a few people together for a prayer meeting, like Daniel said, and we'll mention our prayer request. But on the other side, in the spiritual realm, there's a lot of activity going on in your behalf. Hebrews 13:2 said, do not forget to show hospitality to strangers. For by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. See, God is sending His answers. He's sending His angels with a message to tell us. And He's interacting with us. We may even be going down to Walmart and come across one of His angels. Maybe it's in the hospital. Maybe it's in the parking lot. Maybe it's in the car right next to you. Maybe it's at a ball game. Bible says that He's sending, they're interacting with us, and we don't know it. See, God constantly interacts in our lives to show us His love, His grace, His mercy. He sends us His messengers into our midst to show us His will and to encourage us during difficult seasons in our lives. And there are times when the angels surround us for our safety, and we don't even realize it. In the story in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15 through 17, the prophet Elijah. Prophet Elijah was hated by the king of Syria. King of Syria wanted to kill him. He wanted to kill him so bad that he sent his whole army down to the little town that Elisha was staying. It says, when the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. So here Elisha is. He's in his tent. He's in this little city over in Palestine and Israel. And he's not worried about anything. His servant gets up. He steps outside the tent. He looks across the mountains, and there's all this army. He's scared. He runs back into Elisha. And he says, "Oh, no, my Lord. What shall we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us or among us are more than with them." And Elisha prayed. This servant's looking around. "It's just me and you. And look at this big army." And Elisha prayed this, "Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see." And then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked across the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. You see, there's a spiritual realm with things going on for the behalf of God's children that we don't even know about. Angels are interacting with us, sending the message that God sends to us. See, in your life, as you go about your daily business, you are entertaining angels. God sends his messengers to watch and to intervene as he deems necessary. On the other side of prayer are angels on duty to carry out God's will for our lives. Dr. Billy Graham said it this way. He said, there's great comfort in knowing that angels minister to believers in Christ, that is, God himself sends them to us. It's great comfort to know that God himself sends the angels to us. So we understand that Jesus Christ hears our prayers, he answers our prayers. He has angels with a message coming back and forth constantly to his people all around the world. The third fact we need to understand is that demons fight to resist God's answer from reaching you. We see verse 12 through 14. Then he said, "Don't be afraid, Daniel." This is the angel speaking. "Since the first day you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself before God, your request has been heard in heaven. I have come in answer to your prayer. But for 21 days, the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia, which is a demon, blocked my way. Then Michael, who is the archangel, one of the archangels, came to help me, and I left him there with the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia," this demon. So Michael and this demon are going after it now. "Now I'm here to explain what will happen to your people in the future, for this vision concerns a time yet to come." Prayer is spiritual warfare. Never take prayer lightly. Just as angels are being sent to us by God to minister God's will into our life, the demons strive to prevent God's will from being brought to us. Revealed to us. There's this cosmic spiritual war that rages on, where the forces of light and the forces of darkness are constantly skirmishing over God's divine will for humans. These demons are terrestrial or territorial and would challenge angels sent to fulfill God's plan. And they'll delay his answers from reaching you. So here this angel said, "Listen, Daniel, I have the word from you. Here's the word. I'm sorry it took so long. I was delayed by a demon, a spirit prince of Persia. This demon had me detained. But then Michael the archangel came to my rescue. He's fighting with him. I got away. Now here's your message." He said, "I'd been there for 21 days. How long had Daniel been praying for? 3 weeks. Daniel had begun praying and fasting for 3 weeks. The message from Christ came immediately toward Daniel. But the message, the devil didn't want the message to get to Daniel. So his entourage, they began to harass the message, to steal it away. Listen, there's a spiritual battlefield going on that we have no clue, no idea. But when we see God's word, we have to understand that beyond in the spiritual realm, there's this battle that constantly goes on between God's forces and the devil's forces. And we're caught in the middle of this somehow. Listen, when you pray, God hears you and he sends his message. On the battlefield, in the spiritual realm, your answer gets delayed by demonic interference. Sometimes what you're praying for and God sends his answer to you and you haven't heard it yet. So you pray a few days and then you give up. You quit. Say, well, I guess God's answer is just no. I guess God just doesn't want me to do that. How do you know? That answer may be so good that the devil don't want you to have it. And he's delayed that message to come to you. But because your faith has waned, your faith has washed away and washed out, that answer died on the battlefield. In the spiritual battlefield of prayer, that answer died and you never heard it. So you said, well, I guess just God don't want it for me. Really? Listen, God's answer may be yes, or it may be no, or it may be wait a while. But when our faith dies, so does our answer. God's answer may have been yes, because you demonstrated great faith, yet on the battlefield your answer was delayed. So you quit praying, you quit seeking. Many of God's unanswered prayers, I'll go get Garth Brooks on this. Many of God's unanswered prayers were simply delayed answers that you gave up on. And your yes answer simply died on the battlefield of prayer. Ephesians 6 verse 12 says, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places." Daniel experienced a delay in God's answer, but he kept on praying, he kept on praying, he kept the faith, he kept praying, he kept praying, he kept praying. He sought God and did not give up. And on the other side, the spiritual curtain, the angel, had Daniel's answer was delayed by this territorial demon of Persia. And on the spiritual battlefield, the demon tried to steal the message from the angel, tried to discourage Daniel's faith and disrupt God's plans for his people. Demons will do that. They will come to kill, steal, and destroy. And God will give us victory when we continue in faith. His answer is coming. Do not lose faith. Keep praying. Keep seeking. Empty yourself before God. His answer will come. When you give up praying, your need, your desire, you miss out on God's best for you. Remember, prayer is not getting God into your plans. Prayer is about getting you growing into God's plans for your life. Pietro Coro said this. He said, spiritual warfare is very real. There's a furious, fierce, and ferocious battle raging in the realm of the spirit between the forces of God and the forces of evil. Warfare happens every day, all the time, whether you believe it or not. You are in a battlefield. You are in warfare. The fourth fact, we're closing. God gives you strength to receive his answer by faith, fulfill his will. Verse 17 through 19 says, how can someone like me, your servant, this is Daniel speaking, your servant, talk to you, my Lord? It says, my strength is gone and I can hardly breathe. Then the one who looked at me, he looked like a man, touched me again, and I felt my strength returning. He said, don't be afraid, he said. You are very precious to God. Peace, be encouraged, be strong. And he spoke those words to me. I suddenly felt stronger and said to him, please speak to me, my Lord, for you have strengthened me. Oh, just like Daniel, God will strengthen us. Whatever God's answer may be. See, God's answer to us may be no. And he'll strengthen us to accept that no and to move forward. His answer may be, listen, not right now, but later. His answer may be yes, and the yes may be so great that we're scared to death to move forward. But he tells us like he told Joshua in Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Listen, whatever God's answer is to you, He will give you the strength to move forward through it. But don't give up praying for it. Don't give up praying for God's answer. A delayed answer is still an answer coming that you have not received yet. When our faith wanes, our faith dies, so does our answer. Our faith is strong. We continue to pray it out. Our answer comes. And we are ready to receive it. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be anxious. Look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Daniel was given the answer he'd been praying for. For 3 weeks, he'd gone without good food, good drinks, and all those things. He'd given it all up to pray and seek God. For 3 weeks, and his answer came. What have you been praying for? Don't give up. Continue to pray forward. Nikki Gumbel said this, "The strength of your faith is not measured by the absence of doubt, but by the faithfulness of your life in the face of doubt." What did we learn about prayer? If we can see into the spiritual realm, that Jesus hears our prayers and answers those prayers immediately. Our answers can be delayed. Why? Because there's a spiritual battle going on all the time. There's a spiritual battlefield. That prayer is coming to us over this. And it may take weeks, it may take months to get to us. It is being delayed. The devil don't want good things in your life. He doesn't want the answer that God has for you. He wants you to give up. He wants you to quit. Why? Because if he can neutralize your faith, he's got you. Yeah, you're saved, Jerry. You're born again, but you're not doing anything. Nothing for the Lord. Because you really don't believe the Lord cares about the little things in your life. And he does. So we start walking by sight rather than by faith. Because we say we've prayed and prayed and prayed, and God never gave us an answer. Sometimes we just pray with no faith. We just go through the motions. But there's no power behind it. We're not praying in the Holy Spirit. We're just throwing words up. And our words fall back down. Oh, today, would you pray believing that God will deliver His will into your life? Let us pray. Father God, today, thank you that we got a glimpse of what goes on. God, we so miss it. Seeing this spiritual battle that goes on in the spiritual realm. God, we get so focused on ourselves and so focused on our little world, we forget, God, that there's a great big world around us that's raging in battle. Father, help us today to be faithful when we pray. When we seek you, God, that we seek you fervently for your will to be done in our situation. Help us today to walk away, God, not just knowing more, but acting in faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand together, please.